KSRN News. I'm John Scott. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green says several Democrats have complained about Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas' handling of the southern border.
Our colleague from Texas, Mr. Cuellar, recently said, "We have a crisis at the border." Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman said, "This is a crisis." Even Secretary Mayorkas' boss, President Biden, just recently threw him under the bus, admitting that the border was not secure.
The committee has voted 18 to 14 along party lines to send articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas to the full House. Also at SRNNews.com, preliminary reports suggest an enemy drone that killed three American troops in Jordan may have been confused for a U.S. drone returning to base.
The enemy craft flew in at a low altitude, U.S. officials tell the AP, and might have been mistaken for an American drone that was in the air at the same time. While the base in Jordan near the Syrian border, it does have counter-drone systems, there is no effort to shoot it down. A trailer where troops sleep was struck and surrounding trailers were damaged by the blast. More than 40 soldiers were wounded and three U.S. Army Reserve soldiers from Georgia were killed.
Sergeant William Rivers, Specialist Kennedy Sanders, and Specialist Breonna Moffitt.
Pentagon Deputy Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
This is an IRGC-backed militia. It has the footprints of Kitab Hezbollah.
Jennifer King, Washington.
America's employers posted 9 million job openings in December, an increase from November, and another sign that the job market remains resilient despite the headwind of higher interest rates. The number of openings was up from November's 8.9 million, and the number of Americans quitting their job dipped the lowest level since January 2021. The Dow ahead 37 points. The NASDAQ down 118. This is SRN News. Christians from all over North Dakota gathered this month to pack meals for poor people in distant lands.
We were shooting for 10 million meals. We ended up with 9.7 million meals, which is far and away more than we have ever produced before. The last time we produced anything even close to that was 5 million meals in Miami years ago.
Julie Smith, spokesman for the ministry, Feed My Starving Children.
We send these meals to our network of partners, and they are incredible. They work in almost 100 countries across the globe, and they are doing that on the ground, hard work, seemingly impossible work every day. And they use FMSC food to support the work that they're already doing.
Since the ministry got started back in 1987, it has produced and shipped more than 4.25 billion meals all around the globe. FMSC has 8 permanent packing sites in 4 states and also holds pop-up events, such as the one at the Fargo Dome. This is SRN News. A Japanese moon lander is up and running after several days without the sunlight it needs for power. More from Ben Thomas.
Japan's first lunar mission made a precision touchdown earlier this month, just about 60 yards away from its target in between two craters. However, a last-minute engine failure made for a rougher-than-planned landing, with the spacecraft ending up the wrong way up. That left its solar panels unable to see the sun and unable to charge. Japan's space agency used battery power to gather as much data as possible, then turned it off to wait for the sun to rise higher in the lunar sky. Now awake, it's expected to have enough sun to operate for several Earth days. I'm Ben Thomas.
French President Macron on a 2-day state visit to Stockholm, during which he will meet with Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson. The two are set to discuss the future of European security. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.